Ears for safety and soundness.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday, as I am every Wednesday. If you want to give us a call, 785-537-1350. You can also tweet us at 1350KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady2Day, two being a numeral. And I am here with former Governor John Carlin of Manhattan, the 40th governor of Kansas from 1979 to 1987. He also served as Speaker of the Kansas House from 1977 to 1979 and was also appointed by then-President Bill Clinton as the Archivist of the United States from 1995 to 2005. So basically, Governor, you've seen some things.
And that's true. I've had a variety of experiences. Been very lucky in many respects, but I've enjoyed every challenge. And fortunately, I somewhere had the philosophy early on to always believe in surrounding myself with the best possible people I could find. And it has served me well for many years.
Let's go ahead and talk tax reform at the national level. That's the frenzy right now.
Yes, it is.
I think a month ago, Republican leadership wanted to get it done before Thanksgiving. That didn't happen. I think they're now trying to get it done before Christmas, definitely probably before New Year's. I mean, they're just trying to get it done as fast as they can, basically. There's a lot of the House passed its version of the bill. The Senate is now trying to find votes, and they're not sure if they have them all. What's your thoughts on that whole situation right now?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate with the politics the way it is for today that it's a major change is moving forward, potentially moving forward, that has such huge impact. No public hearings, no testimony from so-called experts, people that have real experience to contribute to the process. And maybe most frightening of all is that I think you're correct. They want to win, and they're willing to make adjustments to get that win. Who knows? They may be inserting something at the last minute that has nothing to do with tax reform to get a particular vote from a particular senator, which means there could be a lot of things going in at the last minute that the bulk of the makeup of the Senate has no idea. When you put something like tax reform through with no public hearings, no public input, no experts coming, no time spent to really evaluate, no timetable that has the details all laid out for their time for staff members, for an example of senators, individual senators to look at and review, when the vote is taken, there probably won't be anybody that really understands in any depth all the parts that there are the makeup of that so-called reform bill. And unfortunately, it hasn't focused enough on reform. There's no question we need to reform the tax system we have, the processes we go through. But it can't be done for the best interest of the American public in the way they're doing it.
I think one of those unrelated things that they're trying to use to sway some senators, or at least somewhat unrelated, is trying to add to repeal the Obamacare mandate in that and trying to kind of muddy it up a little bit with health care again, which they failed on that on their efforts there earlier in the year.
Well, that's their problem from what they're trying to accomplish, because they've got senators on record opposing, Republican senators opposing the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and how they expect by adding that it increases their chances for so-called tax reform. So, the other problem they have is every time they make an adjustment for some senators, by making that adjustment, they may lose some at the other end.
Especially with that mandate, because when it comes to the stabilization of the insurance markets, you take that mandate away, then insurance companies are wondering, okay, now we don't have a requirement that we have a bunch of customers.
Right.
Then now we got to look at our premiums again. Yes, exactly.
Well, one of the most interesting thing about the health care bill is that every aspect of the health industry is opposed to what they're trying to do. I think everybody agrees Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act needs to be improved in some ways in very significant parts. But throwing it all out with a very casual, careless, thrown together response is not going to work for the healthcare industry. And they're making that message clear. And it's hard to believe that our elected officials are not listening to all those professional inputs.
To touch on something you were getting at a little bit earlier, talking about the difficulty when trying to get some other Republican senators on board, whether it's been this tax reform or whether it's been healthcare overhaul, it's a very interesting situation when the Republican Party has control of Congress. They have control of both houses. They have the White House. They have a fair bulk of the governorships in the state. Yet the struggle in getting some of their agenda passed isn't because of Democratic opposition necessarily. It's opposition and struggles within their own party to find these agreements. Are we seeing something kind of new here in some ways?
Well, new in terms of recent times. Excuse me. You know, the problem we have, and to some degree in both parties, is you have such a wide spectrum of thoughts and thinking and philosophies. So it's very difficult when you need to get almost all of the caucus voting your way to do it, because if you go too far to the middle for Republicans, then the far, far right, which we haven't had before, then they're opposed. Or if you go too far to satisfy those, you do have some used to be very conservatives, now they're called moderates in the Republican Party, that aren't willing to go along. What we need is the two parties working together. You won't get every member of the Senate to go along, but if you can get a coalition between Democrats and Republicans, one, you're much more likely to have a good product. And two, if you're successful in doing that, it's far more likely to stick after the next election. When you ram things through with just one party, when the other party, and it goes both ways, when the other party comes back to power, their first task is to repeal what you did, the other party. And so you have no stability, no confidence that what is decided is going to be the policy for any length of time. It's why it's so necessary that people are willing to cross the aisle, talk to each other, work together to come up with what's really in the best interest of the country.
Brady Bowman with former Kansas Governor John Carlin, and kind of speaking to something you said in the first segment when you talked about when you were governor, you were all getting together really at step one.
That's correct.
So I think when you do that, everybody kind of has a stake in like, well, we were all part of this from the beginning.
Right.
In some ways. So I have some skin in the game, if you will. And I guess you're thinking right now just kind of going the opposite direction, in the, or at least things are kind of being done backwards of that.
Right. When you have no opportunity for input and participation from the opposition party, you automatically set up a situation where they're going to all vote against it. And then the majority party has to get, when it's close, and it's been close in the Senate several times, they got to get almost everybody. They can't lose.
I think
if they lose three, they're out, because two works because they can bring the vice president in. But again, ramming it through one party, that's not good. It doesn't work, and it just creates chaos down the road.
And I think we saw what you were talking about to an exclamation point in some ways yesterday when they were supposed to have a White House meeting with Democratic leadership and Republican leadership to talk about tax reform. But President Trump earlier in the day tweets that to the Democrats that I don't see there's going to be any deal at all with the Democrats. So the Democrats say, well, okay, we're not even going to show up. And then the Republicans show empty seats and be like, see, they didn't even show up. I mean, this is getting nasty. Well, it's getting out of control.
And it's just politics, and it's not serving the best interests of the country.
And going back to tax, well, let's see. I'm trying to think, because going back into tax reform, it's like we can get into like 5-6 minute rants. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about tax reform and maybe how it's related to some Kansas tax reform that we've seen in the recent past. More on that here on Newspeak. More on that on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows and